From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
The news, I'm Putri. First, the national news. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi said 23,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses have been prepared for residents in Yogyakarta province to support the acceleration of the nation's vaccination program. One of the vaccination drives was held at Graha Sabha Pramana GSP of Gajah Mada University UGM, Yogyakarta on Friday to mark the National Transportation Day. As reported by Antara, the minister said while observing the vaccination drive that the 23,000 vaccine doses are spread to be inoculated at 7 central points and distributed to many health centers to avoid crowd making. Indonesian students in foreign countries, the average young generation, have an important role as a game changer in the future, particularly in the digital era. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto at the Indonesian Student Association PPI World Webinar for Indonesia, PPID Synergy to Build the Nation on Friday, September 17th, explained that in the next 20 years, the younger generation will be the leaders of Indonesia. It is expected that the younger generation can take on a role not only as job seekers but also as employment creators. At the webinar with the theme, The Role of Students Abroad and the Synergy of Fintechs in Building the Country, Erlangga mentioned that the entrepreneurship ratio in Indonesia is still low at 3.47%. The government hopes that in a short time, this figure will increase to 5%. Erlangga further remarked that Indonesia needs 600,000 digital talents per year, so that in the next 15 years, Indonesia will have 9 million digital talents from the younger generation. Besides, he also said the value of Indonesia's economic transactions would reach 1,700 trillion by 2025.
Dengan potensi tersebut,
with this potential, the students who are currently studying abroad are also expected to be able to develop and seek knowledge as high as possible. Of course, digitalization will become a very indispensable thing in 10 years ahead. Furthermore, Minister Erlangga Hartarto invited all parties to coordinate in an effort to accelerate the human resources improvement in Indonesia. By the acceleration, it is hoped that togetherness can be built in development in the current digital era. Hartarto also hopes that Indonesian students in foreign countries can build and form networks. He noted a network on a global scale will be able to support efforts of economic development in an increasingly unlimited era.
Saya harap agar pelajar Indonesia aktif
mengenalkan budaya, Indonesian students actively introduce and promote Indonesian cultures, including its tourism destinations. And of course, the government hopes that the students can return to become job creators and innovators. This webinar was held as part of the 14th anniversary of the World Association of Indonesian Students. The Ministry of Social Affairs has said it will involve students participating in the Campus Merdeka or Campus Freedom Program, who are referred to as young fighters, in helping solve the problem of poverty in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara, Social Affairs Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini said the idea of involving college students initially arose from the need for students to resolve complaints regarding Integrated Social Welfare Data, DTKS. She remarked the intention is to ask permission from the Education Minister to invite universities to participate, and there is the Campus Merdeka program. The Indonesian government is encouraging the green economy by regulating the collection of carbon taxes in the General Provisions of Taxation Bill KUP, which has been discussed with the House of Representatives. It was said by the Special Staff for Strategic Communications to the Finance Minister Justinus Prastowo at a webinar on Road to Ministry of Finance Festival 2021 on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He would have said there is a carbon tax basis to reduce emissions, encourage businesses to provide environmentally friendly products and use green fuels. He said that after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, the government has motivated the implementation of a green economy to generate a more sustainable life. Now we move to the international news. Health officials of the Australian government said that Australia's most populous state of New South Wales reported more than 1,300 locally acquired COVID-19 infections on Saturday. Six people died overnight, bringing the total number of deaths to 228 in the state's current outbreak of the highly transmissible Delta variant, which began in mid-June. The United States on Friday reiterated that France was a vital ally after Paris recalled its ambassadors to the United States and Australia for consultations as a trilateral security contract spiraled into a diplomatic crisis. The State Department spokesperson Ned Price in a statement said that France is a vital partner and oldest ally, and the government places the highest value on its relationship. He added that Washington was hoping to continue the discussion on the issue at the senior level in the coming days, including during the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York next week. The U.S. has admitted that a drone strike in Kabul days before its military pullout killed 10 innocent people. A U.S. Central Command investigation found that an aid worker and 9 members of his family, including 7 children, died in the 29th of August strike. The youngest child, Sumaya, was just 2 years old. As reported by BBC.com on September 18th, the deadly strike happened days after a terror attack at Kabul airport amid a frenzied evacuation effort following the Taliban's sudden return to power. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Comes from Solo, Central Java. The COVID-19 vaccination in Solo City, Central Java has reached 100% of the target, in line with the ongoing acceleration of the city government, including involving various parties. The mayor of Solo, Gibran Raka Buming Raka, said on Tuesday that although the target has been reached 100%, vaccination activities will still be carried out, especially targeting students. In fact, the city government will continue to carry out vaccinations until it reaches 120 until 130% of the target. Meanwhile, the head of the Solo City Health Service, or DKK, Siti Wahyuningsih, said that currently the vaccine achievement in the city has reached 101.6% of the 417,000 population target. However, according to him, in reality, not all recipients of the vaccine are residents of Solo. Comes from Bantul, Yogyakarta. The Yogyakarta Special Region Tourism Office, together with the Bantul Regency Government, have expanded the vaccine tourism program target to families of creative economy tourism actors. Head of the Yogyakarta Tourism Office, Singgi Raharjo, after reviewing the COVID-19 vaccination at Puri Water Park, Bantul last Tuesday, said that the target for this COVID-19 vaccination was 1,200 people. This program is a collaboration between the Yogyakarta Tourism Office, the Bantul Regency Government and Health Offices, as well as the Bantul Tourism Office and the Communications and Information Office. With this cross-institutional collaboration, it is hoped that the target of 1,200 vaccine recipients can be realized soon. Singgi said that with the 34th COVID-19 vaccination of tourism actors in different tourist destinations throughout Yogyakarta, the tourism sector vaccination coverage had reached 92%. This news comes from Palu, Central Sulawesi. The government of Palu City, Central Sulawesi, appreciates the Turkish Red Crescent for building a magnificent elementary school in an effort to support rehabilitation and reconstruction activities after the earthquake in Palu. Deputy Mayor of Palu, Reni Alamajido, during the handover of the Poboya Public Elementary School building in Palu on Tuesday, said that this school building really helps the Palu City government in order to improve the quality of education. He hoped that the Turkish Red Crescent would continue to participate in rehabilitation and reconstruction activities in Palu. He said that the Turkish Red Crescent was one of the first partners to help the Indonesian Red Cross during the disaster emergency response. They sent personnel from their delegation office in Bangladesh along with assistance via two military cargo planes on October 9, 2018. And listener, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on 18th September 1931, the Mukden Incident. The Mukden Incident or the Manchurian Incident was an incident which took place on 18th September 1931. At the time, Japan bombed a Japanese-owned railway line located in southern Manchuria near the Mukden City, China. When the Japanese-owned railway line was bombed by Japanese junior officers, the explosion was so weak. But the Japanese military accused China of committing the attack, and it made Japan occupy the city 6 months later. This incident triggered the second war between China and Japan. The next event of 18 September is the Indonesian Communist Party rebellion in 1948. The 1948 PKI rebellion, or also called the Madiun incident, was a rebellion carried out by members of the Indonesian Communist Party, or PKI, in Madiun on September 18, 1948. The rebellion began with the fall of the Indonesian cabinet, which was led by Amir Syarifuddin at the time. That cabinet did not receive support again due to the signing of the Renville Agreement. Then a new cabinet was formed and Mohammad Hatta was appointed as Prime Minister. The anti-government group grew stronger after Musso, the leader of the Indonesian Communist Party, returned from Russia. Members of PKI argue that the national leadership had to be controlled by the Indonesian Communist Party. The anti-government movement of anti-government escalated with the rebellion of the Indonesian Communist Party in Madiun. The rebellion of the Indonesian Communist Party in Madiun was an attempt to seize power and to make the Republic of Indonesia a communist state. We end today in history with the event of 18th September 2007, the anti-government demonstrations in Myanmar. The Burmese anti-government protests began on 15th August 2007. The cause of the demonstrations was the decision of the Junta, the Peace and Development Council, to cancel fuel subsidies and increase fuel prices 100% in accordance with International Monetary Fund and World Bank recommendations. Led by students and opposition political activists, the demonstration was handled quickly by the junta by detaining dozens of protesters. On September 18th, the demonstration was led by thousands of Buddhist monks associated with the All Burmese Monks Alliance, and the protest was allowed to be carried out until the government started detaining the demonstrators on September 26. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you. sini Jakarta, aku menantangmu. Mimpi-mimpiku di depan mata, kau perkasa menghadangku. Sudah jauh ku berlari, aku tak mungkin mundur lagi. Terlalu lama ku simpan mimpi, takkan mungkin berakhir di sini. Jakarta peluk erat mimpiku, akan ku kejar sampai lelah ini terbayar. Jakarta kalah pasti tergilas, hidup ini keras, puas mata memandang Jakarta.
Welcome to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries and six provincial governments cooperate in sustainable management of marine resources. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, together with six provincial governments, signed a cooperation agreement in the context of sustainable management of marine and fishery resources in Jakarta on Tuesday. The six provincial governments are Gorontalo, Maluku, North Maluku, Papua, West Papua, and North Sulawesi. On that occasion, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono said the management of marine and fishery resources in the region requires harmonization and synchronization, both in terms of authority and supervision, including the necessary socio-cultural approach. Minister Trenggono invited the provincial government to uphold the principle of sustainability in managing their marine and fishery resources. He explained that the ministry will implement a measured fishing policy by prioritizing economic and ecological balance in managing existing marine and fishery resources. The targets to be achieved are equal distribution of economic growth, improvement of community welfare, modernization of the Indonesian marine and fishery sector, and ecosystem preservation. With the understanding and cooperation that is built, Minister Trenggono was optimistic that the marine and fishery sector will contribute more to national economic growth and provide great benefits to local communities. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries breakthrough programs related to aquaculture will also be easy to implement in the regions. According to Minister Trenggono, the success of the ministry's priority programs requires support from local governments. For this reason, he expressed his gratitude and appreciation to the governors for their support and commitment in implementing sustainable management of marine and fishery resources. The minister emphasized that to ensure the implementation of the measured fishing policy runs effectively and efficiently, supervision with an integrated system provincial governments will be increased. This is done by means of fishing supervisory vessels, satellites, and control centers. And listener, that's my Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yo, are you ready for this?
Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
'Cause I'm ready.
Oh, oh.
Let's roll, girl.
Kamu, aku dan dia, kita semua.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener traveling to a region feels incomplete if someone does not try a typical cuisine by tasting the food of the region. It is also the same when they are in Lampung.
One of the dishes that must be tried is seruit. Is a typical food of Lampung, namely fried or grilled fish dishes mixed with chili, tempoyak, or mango sambal. Tempoyak is a food that is fermented from durian fruit. For you who have tasted durian, don't imagine the sweet taste of durian, because tempoyak actually has a sour taste due to the fermentation process. The way of making tempoyak takes much time, because the ripe durian is separated from the seeds, then it is given salt. Afterwards, it eats cayenne pepper to speed up the fermentation process. Then the tempoyak is stored in a tightly closed container and at room temperature for several days. The types of fish used to make seruit are river fish such as belida, baung, lais, which are usually added with fresh vegetables. Seruit will be more delicious if eaten with rice and yellow pindang fish. For Lampung people, seruit is not only a meal but also a part of Lampung's tradition and culture, because this food symbolizes togetherness among family members of the Lampung community. Seruit itself comes from the word nyeruit, which means eating activity done together. You need food that can be enjoyed together, and the food is seruit. There are many steps that must be done to make seruit. The process is that the fish, which has been prepared in advance, is seasoned with spices that have been mashed. The spices are garlic, salt, turmeric, and ginger. After that, the fish is grilled for 10 minutes. After it is well cooked, the fish is smeared with sweet soy sauce and a seasoning mixture of garlic, salt, and coriander. While for the seruit, it is a mixture of red chilies, small chilies, salt, and shrimp paste, which are all roasted, except for the salt, tempoyak, pieces of mango, and lime. Then after it is well cooked, all must be mashed and stirred into one. To enjoy it, the seruit must be added with tempoyak. Usually it is added with fresh vegetables such as cucumber, cabbage, tomatoes, and also young corn. Finally, it is ready to be enjoyed with warm rice. The spicy, sour, and sweet taste will make you not stop eating the seruit. The myth that is believed by the people of Lampung is don't eat seruit alone. It is because seruit means a tool for catching turtles. What is meant here is actually a tribe. The point is, because of the spicy taste of the herb, it will make some people overwhelmed, and the people who experience it are like being hit by a harpoon or a trap. This is the fun of eating seruit. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
esok lusa dan selamanya hanya ada kau di hati. Kau buatku serasa hidup dalam mimpi. Meski terjaga, tak ada setitik ragu hadir mengajakku pindah ke lain hati. Bersamamu hingga bumi tak bermentari, padamu ku berjanji. Oh, semerbak kasih kita mewangi selamanya, harum abadi lestari asmara.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
In support of Sustainable Development Goals number 14, namely protecting underwater life, the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries or Kemenkape has integrated for new conservation areas in the waters of Maluku Province. With a total area of about 267,000 hectares, these four conservation areas are located in the Airun and Nease Islands in central Maluku, the Buano Islands in West Seram, and the coastal areas of North Seram and Northwest Seram. Establishment of conservation areas in Indonesia is actually a comprehensive and long process. The first step is to ensure that conservation areas are formed with full support from all parties, from the community, provincial, to national levels. Strong scientific and data support is an important part in the process of establishing this conservation area. The aim is to ensure that it can meet conservation goals and be able to overcome various major threats, such as habitat degradation, loss of endangered species, unsustainable fishing, and plastic waste. In addition, it is also important to ensure that the existence of conservation areas will bring socio-economic benefits to the community. Maluku Province, good cooperation and collaboration between all stakeholders as well as community involvement plays an important role. The process, which took approximately 4 years, included public consultation, development of conservation area management and zoning plans, as well as training of community monitoring groups to monitor the use of marine resources within conservation areas. The central government through the province is committed to supporting the management of conservation areas by involving the village as the main driver. Villages are an integral part of conservation area management. Several indicators of this success were achieved, including increased community participation in the management of conservation areas, reduced threats to conservation areas, and increased roles and functions of conservation areas for the protection of marine biodiversity, ecosystems, and community welfare. And listener, that's miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
It's all that no one hears.
Tak ada yang peduli.
All I wanna do, all I wanna do is say I love you.
Suara hatiku, suara batinku meyakinkanku.
Words don't
aku terlalu buatku tak mampu.
Say it with a heartbeat. Say it with a. It's like a stage without a crowd.
Rasa yang ku punya, oh, suara hatiku, suara batinku saling menyatu.
All I wanna do, all I wanna do is say I care.
Merindu di sini ku membiru.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Senja di Pelabuhan Ratu, Tubisang by Sudari Sukoco. Created by Asep Jamaluddin, this song describes the amazing view of Pelabuhan Ratu Beach in Sukabumi, West Java at dusk. It's the waves that break the beach and the reddish sky. This natural amazing view evokes one's past memory. It's the memory with loved ones. Here is Sundari Sukoco with the keroncong song entitled Senja di Pelabuhan Ratu. Happy listening!
Mengiasi
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.